Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
As I said in that prophetic word that God gave us for this year, we are graduating, we are maturing from an old Aaronic order to the order of Melchizedek. We're moving from just praying petitions, prayer, to kingly decrees. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In other words, we've risen to another place. There's another, a higher order for the church. The church has to grow up. We already read it. Time out for being tossed to and fro. Every time something come up, you on the phone trying to get somebody to pray for you and trying to find some deliverance somewhere else. The anointing on your life. I said the anointing on your life and the word in your mouth will destroy every yoke of the enemy. Every yoke. And you don't develop that overnight. You've been talking crazy, talking unbelief, joking, juking and jiving all your life. And here you trying to rise up. No, it's going to take you some time now. But oh, if you've disciplined yourself. I said if you've disciplined yourself. And you know in the power of your tongue is life and death. Amen. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Amen. You can say to the mountain. I said you can say to the mountain. Be removed and cast into the sea. And that mountain will have to obey your voice. Angels will hearken to the voice of God's word in your mouth. Angels that are sent to wage war, they listen, they hearken to the voice of God's word. They didn't say they hearken to God's voice, the voice of God's word. See, God already sent his word. His word is here. We have his word, but we got to give voice to his word. You want to experience some real victories, give voice to the word. And in that unseen realm, in that realm where the angels are, angels will hearken to the voice of God's word. There's somebody there speaking the word of God. We got to go make sure it's fulfilled. That's why we are here. That's why we've been sent to see that the word is fulfilled. God sent his word and it won't return void. Somebody gonna say it. Somebody gonna decree it. Somebody gonna experience it. Time out now for pity mouth prayer. Time for you to put some decrees in your mouth. Time for you to start proclaiming some things. Time for you to start speaking to the mountain. Stop talking about it. Start talking to it. Body want to act up sometimes? Start talking to it. Devil, you a lie. This body belongs to God. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And I decree in Jesus' name, by his stripes, I am healed. I am whole. I am sound. I will live and not die and declare the goodness of my God. You better start talking and start decreeing. You better open your big mouth and let the devil know where you stand. Amen. The word in your mouth is just as powerful as the word in God's mouth. He did everything he's going to do right now. And he gave you the word. I have put my word in your mouth. Joshua, don't let it depart. Meditate on it day and night. Amen. That you may prosper and have good success. I need you to establish my kingdom. You are my instrument. You are my battle axe. You are my ecclesia, the apple of my eye, the extension of my kingdom, right here in the earth. Time to rise up. Tell somebody, rise up.
Rise up.
Say it again, rise up.
Rise up.
Say it one more time, rise up.
Rise up.
There's a higher order. Church is trying to birth something right now. That's why there's such opposition. That's why he's trying to divide and conquer. That's why he's trying to get people to look at color, at a social gospel, at all this other stuff. Because he knows the church is in travail. There's a remnant that's being birthed, caught into a realm. See, when the church takes her proper place in the spirit realm, now there are those individually that are there, but when we do it corporately, my God, you talk about revival, you talk about restoration, you talk about, amen, you talk about a resurrection. Cities and nations will be taken. The man child was birthed. God didn't let the devil devour it. Tell somebody, the devil can't devour you. God ain't gonna let that happen. So stop fearing. Be of good courage. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We don't walk by fear, we walk by faith. Amen. I said, we don't walk in fear, we walk by faith. You'll be amazed when you start moving by faith. Stuff that opens up in your life. The joy of the Lord becomes your strength. Peace comes into your mind. You start seeing potential. You start seeing things God wants you to see. You start hearing what God wants you to hear. You start being. Your health will change. I said, your health will change. It's a state of mind anyway. She birthed that man child and he was caught up to the throne. See, sons, concerning this higher order, sons have taken the proper position in the heavenlies. I don't care how dark it is outside. It's going to get darker. Evil men will wax worse and worse. But if we didn't have an assurance from God that it is he that will protect us, it is he that will guide us, it is he that will be our source. I heard David say, I once was young and now I'm old. I ain't talking about me, I'm talking about David. But I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor have I seen his seed begging bread all his life. So stop worrying about scarcity. Stop worrying about lack. Stop worrying about not having enough bread. Stop worrying about money. Stop worrying about provision. I heard him say, my name is Jehovah Jireh. I am your provider. I am your source. I am your resource. I am your connection. I am your way out. I'm your way up. I'm around you all the time. I will protect you. I will guide you. I will govern you. I will guard you. That's the God we serve. He said, wherever the sole of your feet tread, I've given that to you. Can you believe it? If you can, you can receive it. Amen. 1,000 will fall at your right hand, 10,000 at your left, but I'm not going to let it come nigh you, come nigh your house, come nigh your children. Amen. That's the God we serve. Time to rise up into a higher order. The sons are taking their proper place in the spirit realm. That's why we see such conflict. Kingdom of God and the domain of Satan clashing right now. That's what this is all about. Somebody took their proper place. And I declare, I can tell you the end of the story. In the end, we win. In the end, we conquer. In the end, we overcome. In the end, we break through. In the end, we subdue. In the end, I said, in the end, it is written. Hallelujah. What's happening right now? What's been in the dark? What's been hidden? Governing the heavenlies, God's representatives have risen up into that heavenly realm. And when they rose up, Michael brought his angels. When Daniel discovered the time that the 70 years had been fulfilled prophetically, he said, you know, if nobody else understands this thing, God gave me a revelation on it. He put himself on a fast at 90 years old. Call it a Daniel fast. 21 days he was fasting, repenting for the sins of the nation, asking God for forgiveness. On the 21st day, an angel came before him, said, oh, Daniel, beloved of God, the first day you prayed, the first day you professed, the first day you decreed, the first day of your fast, we heard you. We heard your words. And I am come for your words. Your words got me here. Something's about to give. Something's about to change. Something's about to be overthrown. What took me so long, Daniel? There were principalities rooted and grounded, governing this territory for a long time. There was a prince of Persia at the portal. I had to get Michael to come and wage war, to open a path for me to come. But now that I am come, everything's about to change. Tell somebody, everything's about to change. Come on, tell somebody else, everything's about to change. Because the sons are rising up to their proper place. When they're in their proper place, war breaks out. What we are experiencing is a war that has broken out. There's war in the heavenlies. There's war in the spirit realm. Don't you give up. Don't you give in. Don't you grow weary. Be like John, firm, resolute. Stay on your post. Keep the word in your mouth. You get knocked down, get up, brush yourself off. Man falls seven times, God will raise you back up. I tell you, it's a war. God has stood up for us. We're fighting the good fight of faith. We ain't stopping. We're not giving up. We're not turning around. We're not leaning to the right or left. Amen. No, God is on our side. God is fighting for us, pushing back the darkness, subduing the evil, binding the enemy. But he needs our voice in this earth realm. Oh, Daniel, we are come for your words. See, here's what I want to get across to you. Two. There's a remnant that's caught up to place the throne or the authority. The authority of God had nothing to do with denomination.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the Good News Station.